Hi, this is a declaration for Ahsan Aziz. A-H-S-A-N-A-Z-I-Z. Ahsan Aziz, date of birth is 2-5-83. Date of accident is 10-19-2023. Date of service is 3-10-2025. The patient Ahsan Aziz is here for follow-up evaluation. He reported that he is going to have an IME on 3-19-2025. He informs that he is almost 70% improved with the treatment that he has received, including physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, massages, as well as the medications. And his pain currently is around 6 in both shoulders. Neck pain is 6. Lower back pain is 7, which goes across, affecting the tailbone area. And right knee pain is also 6. These pain get worsened when he's working very hard at job. He's doing a full-time job. He do not have any radiation of pain to either the legs or the arms, and no motor weakness is reported. Currently, the pain level varies from 6 to 8, and ADLs are reported affected is 8. Please review the records for the ADLs, system review, additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 184 over 111, pulse is 87, pulse ox 100%, temperature 97.8. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 2-11-2025, dictation number 0224-007. In both shoulders, please mention the range of motion is 180 degrees for forward flexion and for abduction on active motion, and no pain is reported, and our patient is able to have a normal range of motion in the cervical spine, which is as follows. Forward flexion is 60. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, and bilateral side flexion is 45, and bilateral rotation is 80. Lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion is 30, bilateral rotation is 35. All the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are completely negative, including the straight leg raising test is negative, contralateral leg raise test is negative, Breger test, Kamp test negative. In sacroiliac joint, only mild tenderness is noticed on bilateral sacroiliac joints, and positive Faber test and distraction test is noticed. But standing flexion test, iliac compression, and Gonsalon test are negative. In the extremities, both the shoulders have a completely normal examination. No motor deficit is noticed. No local tenderness is noticed. Range of motion is 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. And gait is completely normal. The extremities are found to be completely normal, including the right knee. No positive findings. Normal gait, and patient has improved substantially. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue medication and as follows. Patient is provided with Mobic 7.5 milligram a day, 15 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect. Protonix is provided for stomach protection. Ultram is a Tramadol, 50 milligram PRN for pain. Lyrica is provided for pain as well, 50 milligram twice a day. Lidocpro ointment is provided for topical pain relief. In addition, patient is now discharged from physical therapy at his request, and he's allowed to go to regular jobs at his request. So far, the patient is doing well. He is undergoing a IME exam on 3-19-2025. We'll meet him again in April, in around that time, and then go from there. Most likely, we'll discharge him after this IME is over. Thank you.